Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeply Thought Spiritual Sunday.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we will have a special guest joining us this evening later on. But with me right now, I do have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby joining me this evening. He'll be opening up in prayer for us. Minister Weathersby, welcome to the show.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you, Sister Lavina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good today. How about you?
Oh, I can't complain. God is good. He's good all the time.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I do want to thank you for opening up in prayer for me this evening. There's a lot of listeners, and a lot of them usually call in, and they're looking for prayer. So I figured if we can possibly open up in prayer, that would help everyone as well.
Amen. It only stands right.
Thank you.
Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us throughout the day. Thank you for allowing us, Heavenly Father, to come to this moment in time and day that we can give you all the honor, praise, and the glory. But Father God, before I go any further, I just ask that you forgive me for any and all sins I may have committed on this day up until now. Anything that I did that was knowingly, unknowingly, not pleasing within your sight, I ask for forgiveness. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly beseech you on behalf of the many listeners that are listening in at this time at the sound of my voice, oh Father God, the GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. Bless each and every one of them, Father God, because we know that you are God that's, you're omnipresent, you're everywhere, and you're omniscient, and you know all things. And the billions of people that are on this planet, you know them individually, personally, Father God. So we know that you can speak to each and every individual's personal need, oh Lord God, because only you know. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, there are some of, that are out here that are hurting right now. Some, Father God, are in need of salvation. We pray that they receive salvation on this day at this time, because now is the acceptable time, Lord God, because we know not the hour or day that you're going to return, Father God, but you have promised that you're going to come, and you're going to come very quick, oh Lord God. So we ask that those that are yet unsaved, that they receive salvation. And Father God, for those that are saved, we pray that they continue to walk in the newness of life that you've given them, oh Lord God, allowing them to daily, Father God, die to themselves and sin, the sinful nature that we have, so that we can take more resemblance of you, oh Lord God, because you've given us your Holy Spirit that will enable us and allow us to become more Christ-like in each and every day. Let us take on the mind of Christ, letting this mind be in Christ, being us that is also in Christ Jesus. Father God, there are many out here that are sick, have illnesses, ailments, or whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we speak against any sickness or health issues that may be affecting your people, Lord God. For we know that you desire that we be totally fit, Father God, physically, mentally, spiritually, and within our bodies, oh Lord God, and our soul, so that we can, Father God, do the work that you've called us out to do. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing on those that need healing, oh Father God. And then there are those that may need deliverance, oh Father God, from whatever it is, oh Lord God, you know. In the name of Jesus Christ, you say that whatever we bind on earth, that you will bind in heaven. And Father God, we bind up anything that hinder your people from having a closer relationship with you, Father God. We're looking to set aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. And Father God, we just ask that you just continue to draw us closer together as people, O Lord God, particularly in the body of faith, O Lord God, that we become as one, O Father God, knowing that there are many members, but there's only one body. There's one Lord, there's one faith and one baptism and one Lord over all, and that's Jesus Christ, O Lord God, the one who came down through 42 generations and died for the sins of the world to bring us back into a right standing relationship with you. So, Father God, we just pray that we continue to draw closer in unity, oh, Father God, as you prepare to come back soon, oh, Lord God, to look for that church without a spot or a wrinkle. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless GQ Palace, oh, Father God, the ministry that has begun here, oh, Lord God, endeavoring to do your will, oh, Father God, continue to strengthen it, continue to encourage those that are involved, the owner, Rich Archibald, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to encourage his heart, Father God. Let him not get weary in his well-doing, O Lord God. For if he faint not, he shall reap what he sows, O Lord God. And bless our host, Lavina Polite, Father God, as she goes forth just doing the will of the Father, amen, that following your lead, O Lord God, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide her. Continue to uplift her and undergird her at all sides, O Father God. But when the enemy raises up to attack her, you raise up a standard, and you say, Father God, that if God be for us, then who can be against us? And greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And of course, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you continue to bless the GQ Palace family, all of the staff members, all those that are associated with it, oh Father God, as they go forth doing your will and your will alone. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you've allowed for us to come before you, and we ask that you count this prayer done by faith for the things I've said, anything I've left unsaid. I offer this prayer to you this day in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you so much. So what we're going to do is we do have a couple callers to bring on. We're going to go through a song, and then when we come back, I'll ask you for your testimony or what you're thankful for, and then
absolutely,
we'll start bringing in some callers.
Amen.
Amen. Palace Spiritual Sunday. Minister Webb is very there.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just trying to hold on right now.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I figured it would be definitely appropriate after opening up in prayer this evening.
Amen.
Would you like to tell the callers what you're thankful for or give your testimony this evening?
Oh, absolutely. As I was listening to that song, which took you right into place of worship for God, I was just reflecting on what God had just done this week. To God be the glory for anything that he does that I'm associated with, because I don't take no credit for anything that the Lord does. I started this week in ministry at this rehab, a long-term rehabilitation, physical rehabilitation center on Tuesday, just to I'm a volunteer there, and I'm assigned to do Bible studies on Tuesday. But I told the people there that they will see me every day the Lord's will, because I know that there's a necessity to have somebody come there and just to even listen or just talk to them, and not necessarily have to come there and spiritually feed them anything, but just the presence alone. And I've been there every day this week, and it's been such a blessing. They're just giving testimonies, and I just give all glory to God. And just a few minutes ago, before we came on air, I just read a review that somebody gave on my book from Nigeria that just blew me away. Because, again, I know that the Word of God is one that transcends cultures, nationalities, and languages. Amen. And he got out of that book what the intent was for it to what was intended when God gave it to me. And I'm just so blessed by that. And I know that God is opening up avenues and ministries. And I see a worldwide ministry coming about from this, because that's the passion I have. I deal with marriages. I deal with families. And I'm very adamant about that. And I just thank God. So that's my testimony on this day. I'm just saying how great is our God.
That's right. I'm still waiting for my copy, by the way.
Pardon?
But I'm still waiting for my copy, by the way.
I didn't get you no copy?
No.
Did I send one to Rich?
I don't think so.
Really?
Really?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm having senior moments, child. That can happen from time to time. Let me take a look here. You know, sometimes, you know, you just get so caught up. I tell you, if I had to, and I tell this to people, and not to make light of the situation, because I personally, I don't believe in excuses, but if I need one, I can come up with one every single time. I can, well, not that it don't necessarily be an excuse. I can always explain things, you know?
Right.
I can really explain some things.
Uh-huh, the senior moment.
You mean I never sent you a copy?
No.
Get out of here.
No, and you have all the information, too, so.
I do, don't I? Like,
yes,
I was going to send you a copy.
Yes.
I probably promised to send it, got all the necessary information, and lo and behold, oh, no, I ain't going to say it fell through the crack. That ain't what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what happened.
No, I'm not going to say nothing.
I had a senior moment.
I'm waiting for my coffee, and I understand your senior moment.
Okay, good. Grace and mercy.
Right.
That's what I'll be telling
that's
people.
Right.
Grace and mercy.
We're going to bring on our first caller, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, how you doing? It's Prophet Marcus Dupree. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, sir.
Hey, what's going on? I just called and said hello, and God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too.
God
bless you, too.
God bless you,
too. Prophet Marcus got his copy, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said that right there. because he didn't have a senior moment sending it to you, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, he just caught me in the spirit.
Yeah, that's what happened. I'm telling you, you know, we really got caught up that night. We were for like 2-3 hours that night. We was, oh,
yes,
man,
sir.
We was gone. You know? So we enjoyed ourselves that night. And he shipped it out immediately to me, so I don't know. You may have to let him trap you in the corner for a little bit and just.
Oh, no, bro. Now, come on now,
no,
bro. That's
no,
not how we're supposed to do this.
No.
Come on, Prophet. Help a brother out. You're pushing me further under the bus.
Yes, he did.
No, but you know what? You know what? I can't take no credit. You know, the favor of God is so good. I can't even take it back. You know the favor
right,
of God. Yeah, I thank God for that favor, you know, that he did send it out and definitely enjoying it. And so, but nevertheless, you there, you will get yours. I'm pretty sure of that, no doubt. You will get yours.
Yeah, I'm
going to
make
it good. He's going to make it good. I know he's going to make it good.
Okay.
I got all these great cloud of witnesses.
Hey, you're right. You're now on stage, buddy.
I'm going to put the archive right on the wall.
Millions and millions. This is in New York City. This ain't in Hoboken.
Amen. Amen. All is good. All is well. God is doing some great things. And set up for the new year and on the new. I just want to get done what God wants to get done this year. You know, how what God intended to get done. You know, that's what's important. And also too, sometimes you have to take some time out and revamp and relook at where God wants you to go and do a count of the cost. The Bible tells us for a man builds, he must count of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That he will have sufficiency to finish whatever he starts. So I want to make sure that I'm going to write a check that God, he already approved and he told me he's going to cash.
Amen.
So, amen. I want to go where God wants to, where you want to be at, you know, along with me. So, I mean, I don't want to go without God. I refuse to do that because that's a lonely life. Amen. So God is told and he wants some great things. He has manifestation. And we're expecting the manifestation of God in every which way, every facet of life, and I'm not backing down on it.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. So this is our time, our season. But you know, it's up to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Before we continue, I just want to give the callers the number, 646-200-3838, press 1. If you'd like to go on the air and give your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening, if you just want to listen to the show, you're more than welcome to, but you must press 1 to go on the air.
Amen.
So, Prophet Marcus, I know you have a lot going on. Would you just like to give your information out for the things that you're working on?
Amen. We have Thursday nights we have leadership training class at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10:30, however the Spirit of the Lord may lead. And the number is that number in the Friday night breakthrough we had that used to be at midnight, but we knocked it out to 10 o'clock. It's a prayer. It's a time of prayer that we have. We come together. And we storm against the hell and raise havoc. But both of those numbers are the same. The number is 1-218-862-6789. The code is 448073. And, so that's it. Friday night, over Thursday night, the leadership class at 9 o'clock. And then we have the Friday night breakthrough at 10 o'clock. And once again, the number is 1-218-862-6789. So you're welcome to call, even part of the leadership line. You don't necessarily have to be a leader to call, but
okay.
God has been doing some great things and sharing his heart to the people of God. So you're welcome to call in and be fed from the Lord. You know, we've been having a great time. God's been grateful for revelation and, you know, causing some great things to happen. So feel free to come out on Friday nights if you don't have a just want to come in and just pray along with us.
Uh-huh.
We accept prayer requests as well, too. So.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What we're going to do real fast, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back on the air and bring another caller on, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Just
you.
Hold the line.
Gotcha.
though they've said never
try. All right, welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, and we're going to go through a caller, okay?
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T. Hello, everyone.
Hi, T.
Why you
hello.
Laugh when I say good evening, T?
Special hello to you, Minister Weathersby.
Special hello.
I know. What's he laughing for? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because, I don't know. See, you got me speechless. I can't even say it.
Oh, boy. She's talking in tongues.
Oh,
better get an interpreter. Let's help her out.
Oh, but how is everyone?
You're doing pretty good.
Very good, sis.
Good today.
Good, good, good. I'm blessed. I just want to say I'm just thankful for life. Actually, I can't say I'm going through something. My daughter is going through something, and I may be making a big move here soon, you know, of taking on temporary custody of my grandson, but mm. I got to do what I got to do, and I'm going to pray about it.
Right.
You know, because if she's going through something, it's not fair to him to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm asking definitely for prayers, you know, because it's going to be a big job for me.
Right.
I mean, you know, my baby is getting ready to be 23 years old, and we're talking about a five-year-old, but that's my grandson. You know, he's a part of me, and, you know, he's doing good, and because she's struggling or have to go through what she's going through, I don't want him to have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I thought about it. I've even prayed about it. And, you know, it's I'm just getting the answer that he needs to be with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say I have two friends that called in tonight from here in Jersey, and I hope that they do push one. Because I'm sure they have a lot to be thankful for as well, you know. It's just so ironic, and I'm sure if they get on the line, they'll tell you that they were texting each other, and the song came up for, you know, no weapons formed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just want everyone to continue to pray for me and my family, especially my daughter. It's a long story, and we'll be here all night, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but I will be calling you Minister Weathersby while we're talking, and Miss Polite. I know where to go to when I need somebody. So I just want to say keep praying for me and mine, and I will do the same to you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it could have been me.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it could have been me, you know, so,
no,
you know,
you've
that's
actually
my song.
Called in. You called in and you spoke about her, you know, a couple of times, and I believe she called in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she called in as well.
Yeah.
You know, so we're definitely, you know, going to say a prayer for her and a prayer,
yeah.
for, you know, for the family as well. And,
yeah.
you know, just definitely stay, you know, stay encouraged, you know.
Amen.
And if you prayed on it, then you know what the answer is already.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, prayer changes everything.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, but I know that my God can do anything. And asking 90% of most of the 99% of the time is going to be given.
Right.
You know, and like I said, my baby is going through it right now. It's taken me through a toll as well, but I've got to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be the stronger one in this point right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, when it comes to my grandson, he needs stability. And I know being with me, he will have stability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know.
No, Sister T.
Yes.
I say this. Even though you did pray and it's all right to acknowledge God, but in your heart of hearts, you know, being a child of God, you knew what you had to do.
Yes,
yes,
he did.
Amen. You knew. I mean, you knew.
Sure did.
You knew exactly what you had to do.
I can't do this, Keith. You know, I'm not well, and this boy is going to, you know, I don't have the energy to deal with this.
Right.
You know, and she was like, all right, Mom, you don't want to move back to Philly. Okay. You know, and so it was like a little, it got a little heated there for a minute. But,
right.
You know, she called and she was like, I'm sorry for trying to push him off on you, da da da. No, you don't have to be sorry for anything. You
right.
wasn't trying to push him off on me. I was just trying to see if you was going to go another route.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm sitting there like, well,
there's no other
fun.
Route.
Right.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And, you know, I had him all
and
summer. So, you know, I know that, you know, he and he's such a good kid.
Right.
You know, I've really got to say he's such a good kid. He's just starting school. You know,
right.
and you can't be keeping him out of school.
No,
now's when he really needs it. So,
right.
you know, I got to do what I got to do.
Well,
okay.
well, you know what I tell you? You know what I tell you, sis, and this happens to a lot of us because, again, that our natural self is saying, there's no way I can do this. I have not raised a kid in 19,000 years.
Yeah, right.
I thought I was out of the kid raising business. But, you know, God gives us those experiences for a reason. You know, when you're in the service for the Lord, when you're in service for the Lord, I tell people this, and I'm very adamant about it. They need to understand it. It ain't like
mm-hmm.
a secular job. There ain't no retirement from the faith.
Right.
There's no retirement from the faith. This God, if you're in service for Christ, you're going to be in service until he brings you home.
That's
and God
right.
will equip
Man.
You to do whatever needs to be done because he's already given you the various experience. And you know what you just had, sis, and this is real good to understand for people to really be clear about it. You just had what Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane. You had one of them nevertheless moments in your flesh. That's right. Amen. In your flesh. In your flesh, you was weak. You was weak
yeah.
in the flesh. He says, you know, Father, there be some way to remove this cup from me. But then he said, nevertheless. Not my will, but thy will be done.
Will be done, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
the will of God that we that family be kept together. And the
yes.
reason why is because, again, marriages and family, they mirror the relationship God desires between us. When he says, let no man, what God has joined together, let no man separate, he means the marriage and the family, and he means him and us. Because
right.
Jesus joined us together with him.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Prophet Marcus Dupree, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to give Miss T some words of encouragement?
Amen. You know, the thing is, though, the funny thing is about life, we can go through. Well, who you have to become in life, sometimes there's a process that you have to go through. And sometimes the process is just not comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
And become who you have to become, you know. And but, you know, when you look, now I know even like how my brother just said about Jesus in the garden, after, you know, that was really where Jesus died at. Because he had to make that decision to
mm-hmm.
go further and do what God has called him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was his purpose for coming.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're faced with hard decisions, this is what it counts, when you have to make the hard choices in life. And when you make these hard choices in life and you do it God's way, you can look back over the years and say, you know what, that was a hard place I was in, but I thank God that I made the choice that I made because
right.
now I'm free.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes
yeah.
There's a price you have to pay to be free.
That's right.
And you know, and no one can ever compare to their own because your go through or my go through is different. You know,
right.
but at the same time, we all have to go through in order for us to get to.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in order for you to get to that place where God wants you to be, you have to pay that price. And so, be encouraged. Know, did you know, like the Bible said, you're not the only one that's going through some different things. You're not
uh-huh.
the only one that have to make these hard choices. We all have to make it in our life. At some time, but when you make that choice, that'll be the time you can always look back and say, you know what, that was a hard choice, but I'm glad I made it.
That's
because
right.
From that
Amen.
Point, this is a pivotal moment in your life. This is your moment. This is your David and Goliath moment. This is the Goliath that you've been working to see. You had to go through the lions, the bears, and everything to get up to this point. This is the Goliath that you have to slice off his head and be able to say, now I got you.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is your moment. And that's
Amen.
Why you go with this moment full flesh, know that God is with you, and you pull that sword and you give your best. Give your all to God.
That's right. That's
God
right.
is with
Amen.
You. You're never alone. You're never standing alone.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 And you know, one other little thing as well. Sometimes we have to look for affirmations and confirmations about things. Sometimes we say, I need to know where I stand with God. What's my relationship with the Lord? You just exhibited one of the greatest affirmations that we can have. That's the no greater love. Anytime
Amen.
That you sacrifice your own personal desires and your own needs to make a selfless act on behalf of someone else, that's no greater love. And that tells you right then and there of the relationship that you have with God, because that only comes through him. We don't get no greater love on our own, because on our own, our focus on primarily in the flesh is to please self and make decisions that coincide with self. That's a selfless act that you just did, and obviously that's not consistent with our nature, but it is with Christ, it is with God, because he so loved the world, he gave up his only begotten Son.
Amen.
He stepped out of deity. He came down from his throne in heaven to go through this life as a human, to lay down his life so that we might have a right to the tree of life. That's great. That's no greater love. For me, if I see something like that, that's when you can just say, you know, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to see that and let me know that, yeah, I may not be doing all that I should be doing or all that I can be doing, but apparently I'm doing something right. I'm not where I was before or who I was yesterday, but I thank God that I'm what's operating in my life now is more of you than anything else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, T, hold the line for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to bring on another caller, okay?
Okay.
All right, just hold on 1 second. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Kenneth, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, Kenneth. Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Can you hear me clear?
Yes.
Okay. I was calling from South Carolina. My aunt, she invited me on tonight. Her name is Shirley Green.
Okay.
She's a friend of yours. I just wanted to give a testimony. She was telling me about last week how nice it was. So I just wanted to just share my story.
Okay. So you can share your story. And actually, she just called in. So I'm gonna you can share your testimony, and then I'm actually gonna bring her on the air with you as well. Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say that I truly am blessed, and I'm thankful for God being in my life. I remember when I joined the church, I always used to attend vacation Bible study, and I used to walk the church, and then, because it was in my neighborhood, but some of the members realized that I would walk the church, so then they started picking me up and stuff, and then, I'm 26 now, you know, I have, you know, stopped going to church as much as I used to growing up, because I was the youth superintendent of the Sunday school, the usher board president, the boys and men ministry president, the only youth choir. I just was that young man that worked for the Lord. And then a few years ago, I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And it just put me on a roller coaster ride. And I, through it all, I'm still thankful. I thank God for the bad times and the good, because it just shows me how good he is. And he's been with my family, and he's been with me. And I just know he, you know, will never leave my side. Sometimes we think that what we're going through is so much that we can't handle, but it's something more that we can handle. We think that what we're going through now is something that is too difficult, but it's not. It's not. It's just that test of your strength and your relationship with God. So, of course, not just because I got sick, my relationship with God has, grown. It's just thinking about how good He is has brought me, brought my relationship back with God. He just shows His, power everything. And I'm just thankful. I don't know if y'all do requests or not, but sometimes one of the songs I love to hear is Hezekiah Walker, God Favors.
Mm.
Okay.
And
okay.
I just think about that song, and the words, lyrics of that song is just so powerful because people do lie on you and talk about you. But see, they're jealous because they how God is just so good. And I just smile. You have those friends, those coworkers, and sometimes family members. Someone used to see talk about you behind your back, but guess what? My blessing still gonna come. Don't. And I tell a couple of my coworkers this because they say, "Well, Kenneth, how you get that?" I said, "Don't settle for my blessing, because your blessing might be a bigger blessing. Don't wonder how I got my blessing. You focus on getting your blessing." And they just look at me like I'm being smart, but it's the truth. Don't settle yourself around other people's blessing. Just get your relationship right with God.
All right.
I think we worry about other people if they're not doing right, but sometimes they may be the first to get in the kingdom, and you cannot get looking. So I just wanted to share my little story. I, still going through some days better than others, but I wake up every morning. I could be sleeping, and I just wake up every morning. Sometimes don't feel like getting out of bed. And, of course, the flesh does make me complain, but then reality, sets in, and I say, thank you, God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's just my little story. I don't want to, be too long. I just had to share.
it's okay, but we actually have Shirley Green on the air with you. Sister Green, you there?
Yes.
There we go.
Lavinia?
Yes.
During the time he started going through his problems, I was there. I stayed 2 weeks in Columbia, South Carolina with him when he was going through surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that I was able and healthy enough to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave his bedside day nor night.
Mm-hmm.
Only time I left out of the room was just to go downstairs and get something to eat. I stayed there like 6-7 days in Columbia, South Carolina, day and night with him. And I love my nephew, and I came on air last week, and I did my testimony, and I called him, and I was talking to him. I said, "Kenny, you got to come on air." I said, "This is a powerful, powerful thing." So he promised me he would come on air, and now my boo-boo is on air with us.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Arthur, would you like to give words of encouragement?
I'm encouraged by what I heard from my young brother, and he said it several times, and that's very important for us to understand. He said relationship, amen, and that defines who he is. I heard in everything that he said, all I heard was his relationship, because only a personal relationship with the Lord will allow you to speak as he spoke. And it came from the heart, and it was sincere. There wasn't no pretense to it. It wasn't made up, hyped up, or any other thing. He just spoke from the heart, and that's based upon the relationship that he has with the Lord. And I'm extremely encouraged by that family connection going on, because I'm a firm believer that the Word of God, it stands alone on itself.
And God only asks us to believe it. However, because of the type of beings that we are, God will manifest through his word somebody to come along and represent what his word says. When his word says that I will never leave you nor forsake you, I'm with you always, God will send somebody to represent that. He will actually send a person to us that represents never leaving nor forsaken. Present
help
in time of trouble. He will send somebody to represent that for us,
mm-hmm.
not for him, because his word, he says, my word shall accomplish and prosper in that thing that I sent it to. It won't return back to me void. If I said it, it's gonna do exactly what I said it will. But because he know what we need, he will send someone to affirm that for us. And that's such a great thing. And the reason why he responded like he said he was going to respond, because of what was done for him. Amen.
Amen.
And it's all about the relationship, and I love that. I mean, you know, like I say, families and amen. We about ready to have some church up in here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm sorry, Prophet Marcus Dupree, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Yes, I just wanted to tell the brother, you know, just continue it, you know, because sometimes, you know, when you're traveling this way, sometimes it can get lonely, and some people will not understand where you are. But you know what? And it's okay. It's okay for people not to understand where you are or who you are. But as long as you understand who you are, and even with the relationship, you have to know your identity. And knowing who you are in Christ and whose you are, this will always make sure that you have a solid ground to stand on. No matter what windstorm comes along, you will be able to stand against the storms of life.
That's right.
I mean, like a relationship with God keeps you rooted and grounded. That even when you think about Noah in the ark, God gives specific instructions to Noah of how to build that ark. And he had to build the same way God told him to build it, because it was going to be prepared for the storm that was coming.
That's right.
And when you're going through this time right now and God is building you, and he, right now that's what he's doing. He's building your foundation, building you up, strengthening you for the journey ahead. You don't know why you go through some things until you go through it or later on. You say, man, if I didn't go through that situation there, I wouldn't have made this next storm coming through now.
Mm-hmm.
But God strategically has your life planned out, laid out. And that's why you have to go through your go-through, because it's all going to work out for your good.
That's right.
Continue in where you're going, and continue to get closer to him. Stay close to the fire.
Right.
You know, you can make sure that no matter what you go through, like I said, if people don't understand you, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you understand who you are, that is the golden key.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
well,
you
we're
know
gonna,
one of those things.
Go,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say something real quick about that understanding. Even, and I love this from Smokey Nora, for Pastor Smokey. He says, even when you don't understand and you don't hear my voice, just trust my plan. Because God understands. That's all we have to do is just learn to trust his plan.
That's right. Amen. Amen. What we're going to do, I'm going to ask everyone to hold on the air with us. We're going to go to a song real fast, and then we come back. We're going to take some more callers. And if Sister Green, if you want to give your testimony, again, for those listeners that did not hear your testimony last week, you can. We're going to go to a song real fast, though, okay?
Okay.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are love. I
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that He favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is He that is in me than He that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in me.
But it would not
will
fall,
not fall,
would not bend,
will not bend,
won't
compromise.
God's faith.
God faith.
I spoke life and prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke health.
God faith.
He favored me.
They
whispered about me.
Conspired.
They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot
God
of lies
faith.
On me. But God favored me. My character.
God,
He favored me.
Will not fall,
it will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Conspire.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favors
me.
In question, but He favored me.
Will not
I promised Him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through. And I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health.
Encourage the person next to you. Tell him I got it. Tell him I got it. I can say it.
Yeah.
Tell you we
yeah.
are. Say it.
Yeah.
Because I got
yeah.
it. Through my crisis.
Yeah.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
Through my hard times.
Yeah.
I found favor.
Yeah.
Favor.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it. I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
He even wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
And that song was for Kenneth, our new caller, and Sister Shirley Green. That was the song request. Was I right with the song?
Kenny? Kenny?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, was that the right song?
Yes, that's the right song. It's
okay.
Those words. Oh, yes, I thank you. I just love that song.
Right. You're welcome. You're welcome. I love that song, too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now we have a special guest, Mr. Green. Before you give your testimony, we have a special guest scheduled for tonight. Prophetess Lisa Welsh. We're going to bring her on the air. Prophetess Welsh, welcome to the show. Prophetess Welsh, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, my sister. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you?
I am extremely blessed. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. We had had you on one time before, and, you know, our vibe was definitely blessed. So I just wanted to bring you back on and, you know, let you be the special guest, God willing, for the show this evening. Would you like to tell the listeners and the callers a little bit about yourself?
Sure. First, my sister, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on here again. And I want to give honor to the Holy Spirit for being on the call tonight. I have to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I love you, Holy Spirit. Amen. I also want to give honor to my Apostle Annette Renzi of Reviving the Living Waters Ministries, located in Warren, Michigan. Well, I am his prophet. My name is Lisa Welch. I was born and raised in Michigan, and life ended up to where I ended up here in North Carolina. Everyone has a deep, long the road journey from where they came from to where, you know, they are now. And I just want to acknowledge and thank God since even 2012 and the year before for taking me and using me in ministry in a deeper impacting way, because, you know, there was a wave and a fever of, you know, leaders in the kingdom talking about the problems in the church and things like that. And, you know, it would reach people, but there was no results. You know, personally, I thank God for choosing me as his vessel to, you know, or maybe as prophet. He uses me as an evangelist. I'm a mom, I'm a student, but the most thing, I'm his servant. I thank God that he's blessed me to be able to be active in ministry. You know, there's people who say, well, what do you do in ministry? How does God use you? Well, I thank God that I'm able to be used in a deep way, you know, to see signs and wonders. And, you know, to be honest, one example, my main thing I say for myself is that what he tells me to do, I do it. And it's not to be smart with anybody, but it's just simple. Jesus, as a leader, did what Father God said, and he did it. And I try to practice that. We as leaders have to reach, not just reach the souls and reach the people we talk to. You know, people are looking for results in this time. And, you know, just personally, I'm the type of leader. If God tells me to go down in the trenches, I don't mind. You know, I can share my train wrecks, my shipwrecks, but I thank God that he takes it deeper and that, you know, I have the opportunity to get down in the mud and carry someone on my shoulders, and God gives me the strength and the grace to lift people up out of the situation. I thank God that instead of just telling someone to believe and I'll touch and agree, I thank God that when he gives me the words to pray, he anoints those words, they reach the reach God's feet, and, you know, results are given. You know, I thank God that, you know, I thank God for results in the kingdom. That's how I'm blessed. I am his servant first. I won't sugarcoat it. I only speak when God tells me to speak, and if the anointing's gone or when the Lord is done speaking, I'm done. I don't like getting with a bunch of leaders and seeing who has the biggest prophetic anointed voice or things like that. You know, the kingdom is it's enough of that in the kingdom. I'd rather, you know, minister to that person who has problems with low self-esteem and let them know that I went through it, and then show them and tell them to believe and also be real about it. It's going to cost you to gain your self-esteem back. Or if you've been abused, you know, instead of, oh, just get out the situation, it's not that simple. By being led by the Holy Spirit, you know, in my personal experiences, I will be honest and tell you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a cost. A recent example of, you know, God told me he wanted to bless my going out and coming in. And so I heard that before, and I said, well, Lord, I take that literally. When I leave this house, you're going to bless me. When I come in this house, you're going to bless me. You know, and, one example was, I had $16 to my name, and a friend, she's a missionary, she called me and said, she lives 30 minutes away, and she said, you got the gas money? I said, I got $10 for you. Do you know she came to my house on E, and that $10, she called me and said, you got magic $10, because she drives an SUV, and the needle went from red E to almost half a tank. That's wow. How I like God blessing my going up and coming, going up and coming in. You know, another time the Lord told me to empty out my closet, so I start emptying out my closet. And so the Lord told me to bless certain people and things like that. Just, you know, why question it? I love serving. And someone called me, she's a student, and she said, you got some magic clothes. I said, Lord, magic money, magic clothes. I said, what do you mean? She said, every time I wear those clothes, I don't drink no more. I can't smoke weed. I do my study. She said, you know what? Can you tell me about this God you serve? And do you know God used that to win souls? That's what I live for. That's what I like. If I know that something's gonna go on and I'm not in the right spirit, I'll make sure I get right. You know, we leaders are preaching about being real, and I thank God for the leaders that are examples of real. And right. One more thing I wanted to touch on was, you know how you know people are looking for humility. Well, a lot of times arrogance comes with that humility as leaders in the kingdom. But I thank God for teaching me and is teaching me how to walk in meekness, humbleness and meekness, you know, being modest. If God don't want me to speak, I'm not going to add my little point just because I'm his prophet. Or, you know, think that, you know, my prophet's mantle gives me the, you know, right to do anything in the kingdom. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Minister Arthur, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Prophet Marcus Dupree, you there, right?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Okay. Just to bring you up to date, Prophet Lee. So we had callers call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for. We had a new caller that joined us this evening, Kenneth, and Sister Green. We welcome her back. She called in last week for the first time, and she's on the air with us this evening. Sister Green, did you want to give your testimony?
Well, you want me to repeat from last? Well, I can share.
Okay.
Last week I spoke about, well, I am saved, but I got away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying last week I just need to be in someone's church. And I've been praying and praying. And as a matter of fact, this morning I woke up and the devil is busy. I said, well, I got to be at church by 11. And something just kept saying, no, don't go, don't go. So I said, no, I am going. I got up, got dressed, and I was in the Lord's house this morning.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
I mean, after I got home, I just, my whole body was so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be in his house from now on.
Amen. Now, I just want to say that I'm very proud of you because I remember the testimony from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Minister Weathersby remembers, but I remember the testimony from last week. So I'm definitely proud of you because you gave your word that you were definitely going to be, you know, in church, in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of you that this morning you did do just that. You know, even when the devil was trying to say, don't do it, you still did it anyway. So I am proud of you, and I also want to thank you for sharing the information with your nephew, because he definitely called in and gave a wonderful testimony as well, you know, as well as some of his experience, you know, something that he had went through, and, you know, we thank him for doing that. If everyone can just stay on the line, we're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Welcome to Jiki Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Elijah?
Oh, hi. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I didn't know if you were talking to me.
I know I kept you holding for a minute there, and I do apologize.
No, not at all. Listen. I need to listen sometimes. I don't need to talk all the time. I need to listen. I just wanted to, as always, call in just to show my love and support for what you guys are doing. And I just had a thought, you know, I was listening to the brother in particular who was talking about going through things, and so were some of the other callers. And, you know, I it had me thinking back to when I really truly felt my real spiritual freedom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
As far as going through situations and what's it all about and what's it really mean. And I remember some years ago, I with myself, which I shared on the air, but I myself was going through what I thought was something big in a relationship and et cetera, et cetera. And I remember looking in the Bible, and I just asked God for some wisdom. And for whatever reason, he took me to, I was led to the passage where an individual had died
mm-hmm.
in the village. And the people said to Jesus, you know, let us stay behind and let us bury the dead. Or let us bury our loved one. And Jesus said to them, you know, let's be about my Father's business. Let the dead bury the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't quite get that at first. And at first it sounded a little cold, and I just began to search more and more. And through that search and that thirst for knowledge is what God, I believe, admired, and he revealed to me that what he's saying is that this and what you think you're going through is really all about nothing because it's fleeting. We're here
mm-hmm.
but for a moment. We should just enjoy it. And the things that you think you're going through, the situations you think are so bad or so serious, and the costs that you think you're paying for things, this is only in connection to the world. But there's a bigger picture out there in that all this suffering and all of these sacrifices you think you're making are really nothing because the bigger picture is that kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're really here just to uplift and to comfort our fellow man.
Right.
So it was like, I guess I say all that to say that from that moment on when I understood that, nothing that ever happened to me in life again that I thought was so serious bothered me. Nothing that people said, none of the relationship issues, even when it came down to death and losing loved ones, it just never affected me the same way, because I understood that we're just here for a fleeting moment and that this is all about nothing. You know, it seems when you're in the moment, it seems painful and it does hurt because we are human beings. But I think that's the blessing of the Holy Spirit, because it allows you to remove yourself from this first physical attachment and enter into a spiritual world. And in that spiritual world, you gain understanding that this is nothing. This is just a fleeting and passing thing, and that my servitude to God and to my fellow man is what it's really all about. So I just wanted to say that to the brothers who feel like you're going through something. You know, of course we're going to feel, because we're human beings, but just look at the bigger picture, and I think it might help things be a little easier, or at least gain more perspective on what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm definitely going to take that into consideration, you know, because I'm one, you know, that, you know, I pray a lot, you know, and with me praying a lot and, you know, going through things and the type of work that I do, you know, I always ask, you know, I have to always ask God to help me humble my tongue, you know,
right,
because
right,
sometimes
right.
that does, you know, get a little beside itself, you know, in the heat of the moment. You know,
no.
so I do always ask, you know.
right.
You know, when I was younger, I used to ask for forgiveness, you know, before I do something. Like, you know, God, please forgive me for what I'm about to do, you know. But I've learned to, you know, to grow out of that, you know. I've definitely learned that that's not the right thing to do, you know.
I hear you.
So I actually had to have, you know, my mom explain to me, okay, I just heard you pray, but why did you just speak like that if you just prayed?
Uh-oh.
You know, and we're going back a good, like, 10 years now. And she just said to me, you have to be careful what you pray for. You know, you have to always be careful what you pray for. You have to be careful what you say. You can't know you're going to do something wrong, but then you go ahead and do it anyway, you know.
Right.
I have to say, you know, I think I've improved a lot, you know, with that. I no longer ask for forgiveness for what I'm about to do, especially when I know it's the wrong thing to do.
That's right.
You know, so I do, you know, ask for forgiveness, you know, now, and I ask for guidance, you know, with, you know, everything that I do, you know, because it is very stressful, you know, from time to time, and I have to remember that the children are not my children, you know, but they're someone else's children. You know, where I would,
right.
you know, handle things, you know, a little different. But I actually wanted to share a story of a little intervention, you know, that I had to do yesterday while I was at work. That, I'm going to say it kind of drained me a tad bit. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back. And I'm just going to share that quick story with you guys just to get some feedback, you know, your feedback on it, because it's something that I'm still, you know, dealing with on a daily, you know, basis, definitely as long as I'm at that job and the same people at that job. So we're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to share the story with you, okay?
Amen. Okay.
Gotta pat your own self on the back, yeah.
welcome back to GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. I'm just going to share a quick story with you guys, just to get some feedback, you know, from you on what you think, you know, about it. There was a situation that happened yesterday at my place of employment, and one of the patients had to actually go out to the hospital. And we went out to the hospital, and we're at the hospital, and because she's a minor, or they had to call a family member. So her grandmother has custody, you know, of her, and the grandmother comes, and, you know, the first, it wasn't even like a hello. I have, you know, she said hello to me, but to the patient, she was just like, you know what, I'm just embarrassed. So I looked at her. I didn't say anything. I said, no hello, no how you feeling, no, I understand you went to the hospital because she was laid out on the floor and she said that she was paralyzed. In all reality, she was more like in shock. So her neck was bothering her, her finger, her ankle, you know, everything that wasn't even involved in the situation. So what ended up happening is in my heart, I said, okay, well, you know what, there's an intervention that needs to be done. But I'm not a social worker. I'm not a doctor, you know. So as I'm speaking to them, I said to the grandmother, the patient is screaming at the top of her head, and she's like, just listen to me, listen to me. You know, so she's yelling and screaming, saying, listen to me, listen to me. And her eyes was just like, she has these eyes that turn colors. And usually when they turn like this dark brown, the dark brown means that she's very upset. So long story short, her eyes turned dark, dark brown, and she was yelling and screaming, and she wanted, you know, her grandmother to just listen to her. And the first thing she said was, you didn't do right by me, you know. She just said, you didn't do right by me, and she said it to the grandmother. So the grandmother was like, well, you know, I'm your grandmother. And she said, yeah, but you didn't do right by me. So the grandmother's looking a little confused. So what ended up happening is the mom had left, ran away, abandoned her, and the mom had ran away with a gentleman, you know. Now, the mother wasn't in her life for years. The mother decided that she wanted to come back into her life. So she came back into her life, but when she came back into her life, she came in with a baby that she had when she was out in the streets. So the little girl was just pretty much explaining how, you know, I feel like you don't love me, you don't listen to me, you know. You say the problem I have is behavioral, so you send me to a hospital to get medication. But I don't need medication. I just need you to listen to me. So the grandmother is crying, you know, at this point. And everyone's looking at us because they didn't give us a room in the ER. We're in the hallway at this point. So I'm looking. I'm like, all right, you know, saying to myself, you know, how am I going to help this situation real fast? So the, you know, patient said to me, she said, you know, Miss Polite, just listen. Just listen to me. Just ask her to listen to me. So I said, you know, just, you know, what if we just tried to, like, just listen to what she had to say? Because it was clear she wasn't going to let it go. The grandmother was like, you know what? You know I'm sick and I'm here and I'm trying to help you and this is what you put me through. Everything was about what the patient had put the family through, but nothing was said as far as what the family put the patient through. So she looks at her grandmother, and her grandmother says, you know, my concern is your mother. As soon as she says that, I said, okay, I'm going to pray real fast. I'm going to pray real fast, real fast, real fast. You know, I'm going to pray, you know, because I haven't seen this patient come in the hospital good like 6-7 times in the last 4 years. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pray. So I just sat there, I prayed to myself, and I went kind of humble and quiet for a minute. But what ended up happening is when I'm finished praying, I don't know, I guess I opened my eyes and the patient sat up off the bed and she was like, just listen. When I say she yelled it so loud, just listen to me, just shut up and listen to me. And I'm looking at her, the doctor comes over and the doctor says, okay, what are we going to do about this situation? The grandmother says, well, I'm leaving. The patient says, that's all you know how to do. You only know how to run away. You okay?
Yes.
Okay. You don't want to stay. You just want to run away. So the grandmother says, I do what you do. So I'm like, all right, wrong move. You're about 80 years old at this point. This patient is about 15 years old. And she tells the patient, I do what you do. So the patient says, why did my mom have me? She should have had an abortion. You know, she came back and she allowed, you know, a couple things to go wrong in the family. So my question that I have, because in the middle of this whole intervention, patient is yelling, you know, I wish you would die, I wish you would die, you know, die of cancer, just die of old age, just die, 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 you know, Sonia writes over to me. And it was so much for me to handle because my mom was the survivor of breast cancer. My dad died of cancer, you know, just recently, you know, in my immediate family, my uncle died, you know, of cancer. So therefore, it was, that was so strong to me. Only thing I could think about is, okay, what do I say? So I said to the grandmother, I said, you know, would you like to leave? And she said, no, I want her to say whatever she has to say, because when I leave, I'm never coming back.
Oh, Jesus.
I was shaking, like just shaking, because I felt like the family was just kind of like falling apart right there in front of my face, and I didn't know what to do. So I said, you know, we're going to do a quick intervention. The grandmother looks at me, and intervention, you know, I'm like, yeah, just a quick intervention. What if we try, I tell my patients, we're going to try this thing called the moment of silence, you know, and they all look at me, what's that, what's that? It's where you don't speak, you just listen. You listen to what's going on. So what ended up happening is the grandmother listened, and at the end of the conversation, the grandmother looked at me, gave me a hug, a kiss on the cheek, and she said, thank you, but I'm sorry. Now, the patient was able to speak for a good maybe 7 minutes about how she felt and what she felt they did and what she did was wrong. But the grandmother actually walked away and said, I'm done. After the patient expressed exactly how she felt. So the moral of the story is, when I went to work, again today, the patient asked me, what did I do wrong? So I'm looking at her and I'm saying, okay, you didn't curse. You know, you were very, you know, upfront about how you felt. But sometimes the truth does hurt people. But I have to go to a meeting tomorrow with the social worker and the doctor because they want to know what happened.
Right.
You know, should the grandmother be allowed to come and visit them, you know, come and visit the patient or what's going on? So I'm looking for some type of feedback on what my approach should be. Of course I'm going to tell the truth, of course, of what happened, you know, with the intervention. But I'm still going to have to be around this patient every day that's looking for guidance from me at this point. And it's a temporary, you know, it's a temporary basis because she's not there for years and years. She's probably there for like 2 months and that's it. You know, so I'm looking for some type of, you know, encouragement, you know, on what the next move should be pertaining to this family.
Oh my, oh my, this is something. Sister Lavina,
I will say this to you, sister. Being in the field and having a full understanding of what you're dealing with, as the social worker, and the patient first and foremost is most important,
right?
And the second thing that is important for the patient to know is that there is not one thing based on what you just said to me, even, now this is going to sound kind of odd, but even down to her wishing the grandmother would die from cancer, the patient said absolutely nothing wrong in anything that she said, because that is her perception, his or her perception, and his or her feeling. What happens oftentimes is that people will do things, and they want to just be able to say, you know what, I'm sorry, and they want the situation to pass and to move on because, like you said, the truth hurts. But they never allow the victim the opportunity to express how they feel and what the person did to them, how it affected them, because they don't want to hear that. They want to just be able to say, look, I'm sorry, I couldn't do no better, blah, 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 and that's it. But they don't want the victim to be able to express themselves, and that's the key to this individual's recovery, because her whole message from beginning to the end is just listen. Don't shut me down. Don't walk away. Yeah, I can't change it. She sounds like she has full cognizance. She understands what's happening, what's going on. They know they don't need medication. Whether they do or not, I haven't been there to do a diagnosis, but they have full cognizance. So all that individual wants to do is to be heard. Because what she's saying is, all my life people are walking away and they won't give me a chance to express myself. And then when I act up, you wonder why I act up, and you want to just throw me away and lock me away and medicate me. You know, so, you know, that's the first thing that I would get across to that patient is that you did absolutely nothing wrong. You expressed yourself, and you need to continue to express yourself.
Right.
With regards to the grandmother, you know, that's like a touch and go type of situation. And maybe if you relate to her the same thing that I just said and some of the other feedback you're going to get, which is that, you know, she or he just needs to be heard. And let the grandmother know that, listen, whatever happened, you can't change it, you can't go back, but this is a way you can help your grandchild if you truly want to help her. And her.
Right. Right.
That's what I would do.
Yes.
Miss Lavina?
Yes.
I would take a little different approach with that child. I would speak to both of them, but I start with that child. And absolutely, there's nothing wrong with her expressing and releasing those feelings that she has from within her.
Mm-hmm.
And she may feel justified in everything that she said. But that latter thing about the grandmother, that was a little over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling somebody that you wish they would die.
Mm-hmm.
And not just die, but die a horrible death.
Right.
If you want to get somebody upset with you, angered with you, and turn away from you, just tell them that you want them to die.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord only knows how, you know, I don't know the experience. I'm just speculating at best.
Right.
What that grandmother has been in the life of that child. That grandmother may have been the only family member that has been in constant contact with this child.
Yeah, she is.
Might have even been part of her rearing.
Mm-hmm.
And in these days and times, that's what happens. And it's similar to when you look in the Bible with what happened with the prodigal son. He literally told his father he wished he was dead because he wanted his inheritance so he could live off of what he would get when his father died.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difficult thing to accept when coming from someone that you've loved, that you've reared, that you went out of your way for.
Right.
So I understand her releasing things, and it's good for her to release, because if not, those things just build up and they piled up, and then it only takes a little thing, a little light, little something, maybe light as a feather, to set her off, and then she'll go into a deep, dark depression, may not never come back from that thing. But we got to be careful. We really got to be careful in that releasing, because, you know, the Bible tells us power in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
life and death in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what, I don't know how old this grandmother is. I don't know how she is, but
about
you don't
80.
Know how that's going to impact her,
mm-hmm.
you know, health-wise. I'm telling you, I understand.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I understand. Now, I would talk, in talking to the grandmother, I would do this. I would say, you know, you do realize that she's going through a tremendous ordeal right now, and she had to release some things that she felt were from within. Now, you got to realize that sometimes when people speak on emotions and they're repressing, you know, they may be dealing with a lot of things that she's repressed over time, that there's going to be things that they're going to say that when they have time to reflect and think about that, they really did not want to say it.
Right. Okay.
They really did not want to say it, but it's how they felt.
Right.
Not solely with that. When I say that you're letting the patient know that there was nothing that she said was wrong. You see, speaking from a clinical point of view, strictly, of course, that's a hurtful and harmful thing to say, but you always want to know from a clinical point of view what your client or what your patient is thinking. The breakthrough with many of them is to allow them to express what they're thinking. Now, what she said, of course, is absolutely hurtful, but from a clinical standpoint, it's a breakthrough for that patient, because you now have, as a clinician, greater insight to what that client or that patient is thinking, as opposed to them shutting down. That's where I'm coming from with that.
No, I understand that.
Harmful for what, but so from a clinical point of view, you never, ever, ever want to censor what your client is trying to say or express. You meet
right.
them on their own terms. You listen to what they have to hear. Now you have
right.
a lot of greater insight to what that client is thinking, and therefore you have more tools at your availability now to help that client get through
right.
that thought process. But
if she had
never expressed that, how deep her hurt and her feelings were, you might never know that. This is all I'm saying. So,
I understand that. I understand from that standpoint. I'm just giving you the other viewpoint. from coming
right,
from not
right,
a non-clinician
right.
point of view. I'm just giving it to him from a perspective of, you know, this is, we're talking about a young woman, a granddaughter of a and a grandmother, and this expression of what, you know, her feelings and the deepness and the hurt and pain within her feelings, I understand
right.
that. I'm only saying that where it hurts on the other end, outside of the clinician point. I understand what you're saying, but it just pained me to hear that. Because
I
I'm also looking.
Many of us, you know, on both levels. As far as
no,
how,
that's
you know,
not what, bro. Bro,
feel, but
bro, I'm not. You know, I'm not trying to argue the pros and cons of clinician versus spiritual understanding of things. I'm only just trying to point out the other side. That's all.
Right. Just
you,
another
brother.
Point
I mean,
of view.
We're in
yeah.
agreement.
Okay.
Believe it or not, we're in agreement.
Yeah. Let us reason together. Spiritual Sunday.
You are. You're just speaking on behalf of the grandmother's point of view, and I'm speaking on behalf of, you know, primarily because the sister here has to deal with the patient the next day she goes into work, first and foremost.
I understand.
And as long
I
as she's going to be there. So I was just giving
her. However long she's going to be there.
Exactly.
My sister.
So, you know,
yes.
as far as, you know, allowing her to continue to express herself is just showing a breakthrough, and you want to encourage that no matter how dark and deep it may get, and I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg, believe it or not.
Exactly.
So it's
yeah.
to get a lot darker and a lot deeper, but you want that.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
My dear sister, I would, to be honest, I would approach it first seeking God's faith, because in any family drama, there are so many issues. Ask God to direct you to the core issue, because the grandmother has issues, there's issues with the mother and the daughter. While because she has a limited time there, ask God to show you what words to speak to her to plant seeds so that later on down the road, results will be. I know there's many viewpoints and standpoints, but you as a woman of God wants to help and to at least plant, you know, I feel your desire. There's so many issues here, but I feel that your desire, and as we say, what would Jesus do? Well, I would ask, what would Jesus do? If the Lord tells you to stand in the gap for the daughter or for the grandmother, then amen. But I would encourage you to seek God on to show you some root causes of her pain, and then you go in intercession for her. And then as you encounter her, that, you know, you'll be that peacemaker for her, that you'll be that maybe listening ear she needs, or that calming spirit, or, and I promise you, as you seek God, and as he shows you those issues, and as you stand in the gap for her, you know, for the patient, then I promise you, he will show you and guide you on what to say to her to even plant seeds that will grow into her. Because in any family drama, there's many perspectives coming from side, but in the middle, Jesus will hit the core and speak to that thing to get results. And so God can use you as a factor to plant those seeds into that young lady. And if he tells you to hit it from any other perspective, I understand, but to reach the young lady, because there's so many underlying issues, speak him on that root cause. Amen. Because that's how I would approach it. I say, Jesus, what would you do? How can I stand in the gap for that family? Who do you want me to lay down my life for in prayer for? Who do you want me to intercede for? Because we all have opinions, and we can disagree or agree, but just me personally, I would encourage you to seek God. Lord, how do you want me to do this? And use me every day, even if it's just a smile, a hug. You're beautiful today, you know.
Right.
Because I know that as man, we can give our opinions, but me personally, I would ask God what to say. Because what if I say the wrong thing, especially in that type of situation? What if I say you were right, and then all of a sudden it backfires? Or if I say you were wrong? I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong, but me personally, I would encourage you to just ask God what to say, because what you say can plant those seeds and make that. You can be that one person she looks back on and made a difference in her life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you. And I'm definitely going to take heed to everything and definitely sit and pray. And when I'm sitting doing my meditation, I'm definitely going to, you know, ask for, you know, just some wisdom, some knowledge, just to be able to, you know, deal with the situation. Because it's something that, you know, since it happened, it's been like on, just in my head constantly. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, but
And even doing Spiritual Sunday every Sunday and being a woman of God, you know, the one question I did not ask is, what would he do? Jesus, what would you do? What should I do? I didn't ask that question. And that's probably the question that I should have asked. You know, I was pretty much like, okay, please help me with my tongue, because I felt like I was going to say something that could hinder the situation. You know, where agreeing with the grandmother, she had valid points. Dealing with the child, she had valid points. You know, but I think the main, the missing link is the mother, and that's the problem. And you don't want to badmouth, you know, anyone, but you also want to be able to come to grips with reality, and you want them to be able to understand the reality of it, you know, because it's to me, it's like this is our future right here. And whatever decisions are made can make or break her, you know, especially with the type of setting that I'm in. But I, you know, I do thank everyone. Hello?
Excuse me.
Yes?
This is Proper Marcus. I just want to make a small interjection.
Okay.
Okay, you know, first of all, we have to look at it like a. You ever had a Coke bottle, and you shook it up and you tried to open it up. You know what happened, right? It's a big mess, right? Okay, so basically, all the hurt through the years with this family is basically a big Coke bottle is being shaken up time after time, and yesterday was just the opening at the top.
Right. Mm.
And basically, you were dealing with a lot of the symptoms. Not the root cause. The root cause for the young lady was rejection.
Right.
That's what she felt when her mother didn't want to have anything to do with her. People don't realize when stuff like that happens, that child feels rejected. And so that's one of the root cause. So everything else after that was just building on top of. The mother felt like, you know, here it is, I'm stuck with so much. I don't raise my child. I got stuck with someone else's child. Well, you know, rather, you know, even though she loved the child, but it's the fact of how things happen.
Right.
So it was
okay.
Like she was left in the position. So from that point, you had hurt the hurt. Then the child feeling ill feeling throughout the years, lashing out, saying what she wanted to say. So it's a lot of hurt in both of them. And it's like a it's like bombs you have to defuse. And you really what happens here, you really have to allow each one. Communication is the key, and people have to listen. You cannot try and deal with a bomb and not listen and really let them and really express what is really felt. Because we can lie, we can make it sound all real nice and clinical and everything, but you know, really when it comes down to it, they hurt. And this hurt is coming out any which way it can because it's like bottles of like a soda. It just is shaking up right now because one thing after another is happening and they're ready to explode. If they could really, if they could probably hit each other, they would probably do that. But the bottom line is they really have to really someone has to be a mediator in this thing and allow both of them to sit there and referee express now if you sent you this person or one on one, you and that other person, you may have to say, look, I'm so and so, I'm Kathy. I'm your grandmother Kathy. Tell me what is in your heart that you wanted to tell me from a long time ago. You have to go back, travel the time, turn back the hand of time, and allow her to express what she's been feeling all these years she's been holding back. And even the hurt towards the mother. You know, why did you give me up? Even the question, why did you give me up? And you may not have to have an answer, but it's just the point of just allowing me to have, have the freedom to ask the question. And when you allow that, then you can allow healing to come in. Now, from that point, you can really allow, you know, say, do with the family, the grandmother, too, because she's feeling some kind of way, too. So once you get to that point to really allow them to open up and release, now there's no dynamite trying, you're not trying to reason over top of dynamite now. Now you can come on common ground and talk because everything that's in you that want to explode out is already out now.
That's right.
Now we can reason together and come together and really work this thing out together. I've seen this. I've seen kids like this so many times throughout the years. And now I'm not a specialist, but I let the Holy Spirit do what He does best. He gets to the root cause of the whole problem. And so and that's really what the situation is. You know, so someone has to be a referee who's you know who can actually deal with it because it can get messy because they can say some stuff that you may not want to hear. But she still has to keep a straight face and say, amen, okay. Now, that's exactly how you feel. Now, even at the end, now, can you forgive them? Forgiveness is the key.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Forgive them after what they have done to you or did not do.
Right.
And then after that, well, of course, forgive yourself. Because you felt
right.
natural feelings in this whole thing, but at the same time, they weren't God feelings.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
So that's the approach that I would definitely take, you know, and but like I say, how you may have to go, but definitely consult Jesus first because he is the one, he's the author and finisher of the whole thing. And he
that's
knows
right.
exactly what needs to be done. And he knows
mm-hmm.
what it takes to reach each and every one of them at the same time.
Amen.
He knows what it takes.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you all, of course, for your input. It means a lot to me. You know, I do a lot of things, you know, and a lot of things I just enjoy doing. And working with children is one that I enjoy. You know, that
mm-hmm.
that's something that I enjoy. It. I just feel like that's a gift, you know, to me to be able to, you know, to work with them and try to encourage them and try and get to the
mm-hmm.
root of the problem, you know. So I enjoy it. You know, it's something that I look forward, you know, to doing. Some days are better than others, of course. But, you know, for the most part, I just love it, you know. But we have a
Amen.
Couple callers we're going to go to, but we're going to go to a song real fast and we're going to come back. We're going to take the callers.
Amen.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me. Here I am. Here I am.
Back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on a couple of callers real fast. Is everyone still there?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you. Just thanking God for today. Just thanking God for allowing me to travel to D.C. as we unfold into the century at 100. Thanking God, to God be the glory, to allow a lot of my followers to come down as Delta Sigma Theta to celebrate their 100th anniversary. It was just so good to be on the campus of Howard University as we just, it was an amazing weekend. To God be the glory that, you know, we're tired, you know, almost 2 hours from home. I'm arrested in Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm just thankful. I'm grateful for seeing and, you know, just grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm blessed that, you know, he has allowed me just to be a lot of wisdom. And I feel a lot of wisdom. So I just thank God for that, and seeing a lot of friends I haven't seen that came down. That's not a part of the sorority that I've seen through college that just came down to give us, you know, just a fellowship with us.
Right.
But I'm just grateful and I'm thankful.
All right. Well, of course, you know, you're always traveling. So. You're always traveling, you're always on the road, you know, but I just pray that, you know, in your travels that you, you know, are safe, you know, and all goes well with you, you know, each and every time. Cause I don't know, lately, every time I talk to you, you've been traveling, so.
I'm not going nowhere, and I was just sharing that with another colleague. He was like, you know, he got to go out to something. You know what? I'm not going. I'm just tired right now. And you know, you get a little sick again. You know, if I talk about the flu shots, which I can't take, them a little bit egg. So you know, so I try to combat mine a different way. I, you know, try to stay. I don't claim sickness. I'm not claiming that I'm going to get a cold. So I'm just like trying to fight this cold. If I get a cold or something, but I don't let it keep me down. I believe me. If I always say to myself, my mother always tell me I could be sick with a fever or not cold when I was coming up, but I'm going to get my hair done on Saturday just for church on Sunday. You know, she always like, oh, you got a fever, you're going to get your hair done? Ain't nothing wrong with being hair looking fine when you're sick and going to church on Sunday. So I used to always say that. But and I'll be in church, you know, with the sniffles, you know, coughing, because if I'm going to work Monday, I go to church on Sunday, you know, and I go to work Monday with that cold because I used to always be my motto. I got this cold from somewhere here. I'm bringing it back somewhere here.
Are you bringing it back to work then?
I didn't get it home because nobody's at my house at 6, so I'm coming here to bring this cold back. But I just thank him for whether the short distance or flying out to Chicago. Traveling mercies on these airways and bringing me back home and landing me back in New Jersey and, you know, just keeping me covered. I always, you know, when I leave out of 59 Laurel Avenue on West Thorne, I always, you know, make sure he keeps me covered as I travel. You know, these days are not promised, so.
Right.
But, you know, isolated. I do up and going, you know. I'm coming out with a cold. And, you know, but I'm grateful. Yes, I have no complaints. How dare I complain? I'm still, you know, amongst the living, so I shall not complain. There's nothing to complain about. God is still good. He still sits on the throne, so there's nothing else for me to complain about as long as he's up on that throne, you know.
That's right. All right. Amen. We're going to bring on another caller real fast, okay? Everyone can just hold the line. Welcome to GQ Palace. Here's for Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Pastor Butler, you there?
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Hey. I know y'all got a cue in.
You don't know you?
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
I'm doing good. I was listening. You men just really just bless our sister Lavina. God's gonna do it. He's gonna give you just what to say to that sister. I wanted to chime in and just you know talk about the baby, the child, your patient, it's a lot of, as they said, they touched on it. It's a lot of underlying hurt there, and that has never been dealt with. But God has definitely sent you into this baby's life for such a time as this for our healing. And somebody touched on it about forgiveness. I just wanted to say that God will give you everything that you need to minister to her effectively, that she will be healed. But the healing has to begin with her first. She got to forgive. And once her eyes are open, you know, it's going to be easy for it to because it's normally through the child that the healing begins, and we know that in this day and time that, you know, it's the young people, this is their time that God is raising up the young, and they're not afraid to open up their mouth and tell you when you're wrong. So she said some things and it didn't feel good and didn't sound right, but believe me what I tell you, healing is going to come from this. The devil may have brought it, but God allowed it. And you're going to see some true manifestations of some healing that's going to take place with this family. I just believe it and I feel it. And this is the beginning, Sister Lavina, for this family. Because nobody never touched on it before. This is years of hurt. This is that undercover stuff that don't nobody touch. We just look over it. It's in every family.
It's in every family.
There's some underlying things that we just say, you know what, we just don't let it go. But I just found out recently, you know, in my own family, I mean, some deep covered up stuff. And I'm like, why? I said, why you didn't tell nobody? Why you didn't tell nobody that you were touched? I mean, deep stuff, just deep that this, you know, they just shut down because we've been known to just shut down, just let it go. But now God is revealing a lot because his people must be healed. It's time for healing to take place in the lives of his people. And however it may come, it's coming. I just wanted to share that. And, that's all. I just wanted to say that about that. That's what I want to speak on, Sister Lavina. But God going to give it to you.
Thank you. I know you have some more, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know I do. Because let me tell you something. I just got out of a seven-day, it started last Sunday, and it ended in a revival, and I, 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 oh, man, I'm really in awe of what God is doing and how he's opening up my eyes to see clearer now. My whole perspective has changed. You know, I really appreciate everybody in their place. And I tell you, I thank God for his love because he's given us another chance to really correct the wrong that we've done. And he's really helping me to build up his people that are hurting and just, you know, really, really deal with the matters at hand to sis and our ministers that are listening. He's really dealing with me about don't overlook stuff. Just don't overlook it.
Amen.
According to First Thessalonians, and when God gave me First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 12th verse, about whole instructions and holy living, how we ought to treat one another, our brethren, he gave that back to me in August of last year. And, you know, when I see people mistreating one another, I don't just overlook it. We can't just overlook it and pacify, put Band-Aids over stuff. We have to deal with these issues because they're like eating cancer. And we need each other today. I can't say that. I need you. I need you to help me. If you see me doing something wrong, you see me out the way, help me get healed. Help me get delivered. Don't just say, oh, it's going to be all right. I'm going to pray for you. Pray, but also apply that faith, too. You know, faith without works is dead. You know, good, you pray, but you pray in faith. Now we're going to move. It's time to move. Let's get you healed. Let's deal with the matters at hand. So, that's what I am now. I ain't looking over stuff no more.
Amen.
I told God, use me to the fullest of my ability. Whatever, everything that's in me, every gift, use me, God. I want to be used to my fullest potential. And after this week, I don't want to go back into a stagnant place. I really want to fulfill the purpose that God has called me to do. And I don't care if I got to travel. I don't care where I got to go. Long as God is there, if Jesus is there, I want to be there. That's what I want to be.
Amen.
I want to be there and do what he wants me to do.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, amen.
Yeah, I want to be there.
That's a good thing, Pastor. I concur with that because that's something, again, it's universal. God is speaking to his people, those that he's called out, that he's entrusted with certain gifts and talents and abilities. He's tired of us sitting down on what he done gave us.
Amen.
In December of 2011, he told me, I'm a full-time God. You're giving me part-time service.
Oh God, you know what, Minister? I was sitting in the revival this week, and God spoke to me. Can you trust me with your whole heart? And I said, God, I never gave you my whole heart. See, I'm thinking I gave God my whole heart, and he was showing me, nope. Right here, you held on to something right here. You didn't give it all to me. You didn't let it all go. I said, oh, God. And I had to repent. I said, God, I'm so sorry. I said, Lord. I was holding on to something. You know, I'm holding on to this little dear little spot here. Yeah, this is just for me. God said, no. Give it all to me. I want it
all.
Right. He said, can you trust me with your whole heart? With your whole heart. And, you know, I know God don't give me the desires of my heart, but he said, I want you to make me the one thing that you desire the most. Make me that one. Put me, give it all to me. God. And I said, this week, I've been changed.
I'm going to attest to that. That's been my testimony the last 3 months. I've been telling folks to say, God took me there about trust, because I'm forever telling people Proverbs 3:5-6. That's my foundational scripture. And the Lord showed me that I wasn't even doing it. And then once I turned loose and gave it to him, he took me to a higher level of consciousness. Things just open up. I mean, everything just opened up. And every day, it's not slowing down. It ain't getting stagnant. It's just going higher and higher. And it's awesome and it's scary, but it's God.
That's
what he does when he works in the supernatural.
You know, that's what I'm feeling now. I'm like, stuff is happening since then. I feel it. I'm like, God, what's going on here?
Yes.
It's because that change, it began in me. When I let it go, I gave God my whole heart. Now I'm really seeing some stuff really take flight. You're right.
Amen.
Wow. Well, I can definitely concur with the being changed, because I said a lot of things that, you know, I used to let, you know, bother me, and a lot of stress that I had, you know, went through in, you know, 2012. I said I wasn't going to have it, you know, in 2013. God wasn't going to allow me to have it, you know.
Amen.
I leave it all, you know, to him. Certain things that used to bother me, guess what? I just pray about it now. I do my moment of silence myself, and I just take my minute, and I say, you know what? I'm leaving it all to you, you know. You'll give me direction, you know, on what to do. But I will not move until you tell me to move. When you tell me to make the decision, you tell me to do something, then I'm going to do it. But otherwise, guess what? I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to stand still until you tell me to continue, you know. And that's something, you know, that I'm living on. I'm living on right there, because I can't.
Right.
I cannot, when I tell you, people say, okay, well, you know, gray hair is wisdom. Gray hair is wisdom, you know. When I tell you, I'll be 35 soon, and I have salt and pepper hair.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. My natural hair is more gray than black.
Ooh.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Ooh.
And did you hear the number? I'll be 35 soon.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
Wow.
I should not. To me, I should not.
No.
You know, but I just said, you know what? I tried to embrace it for a little while. But I said, no, I can't embrace it.
So
you done dyed it black?
I
got it
black, I got it blonde,
I got
it red.
Lord, Let me tell you something. My baby girl is 13 years old. Now, she was born with gray hair. And she still, I mean, she used to have so much of it. It kind of weeded out, you know, throughout the, you know, years. But you can still see them braids down in there. Down, and she is very wise. Beyond her years, you know, she was
right.
Because some stuff that she said, I'm like, where'd you come from?
right.
Some of that is true, and then some of it is stress, you know.
That's right.
Because we take on some stuff. Because I got some grays, too, and I'm 40 years old, about to be 41. So, you know, it's truly, some of it is stress that we take on.
Oh, yeah.
And I also noticed that when we color our hair, that color changes our hair, too.
It sure does, but when I tell you, I haven't colored or nothing in a while, and when I tell you, when I looked in the mirror, and I said, no, it must be the lighting in here, you know, it must be the lighting in the bathroom, you know, but for some reason, when I went to another bathroom, I said, oh, my God, what is going on here? You know, I had a little bit when I was 21, but then for some reason, I just got a whole bunch now. But one day I'm going to embrace it. It's just right now, I'm not ready for that one. I'm not ready to embrace that one just yet.
That's all right.
You know, not yet. But what we're going to do real fast is we're going to go to, we have a couple more callers to go to, so we're going to go.
Okay.
We're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll come back and take the other two callers that just called in, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm.
You can make it right.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Oh, we're going to go through a couple more callers, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name,
please? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. This is Lanice calling from Tinton Falls, New Jersey.
Okay. Welcome to GQ Palace.
How are you? Good hearing your voice.
Thank you. Would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Yes. I was encouraged to call by my sister, Kim Key. And I wanted to just call to encourage the listeners that might be going through health-wise that we serve a God that can not only deliver us, but heal our bodies. I just wanted to quickly, briefly share my testimony. September the 7th, 2011, I went into the hospital to have gastric bypass surgery. On September the 9th, I was released to come home. And I had to go back into the hospital on the 25th to get another major surgery to remove scar tissue from the actual surgery. And it was during that time that I went into a coma. And I was given 24 hours to live. I was not expected to make it. But I have a sister, Kalee, who intervened on my behalf. She was my spokesperson. And she intervened and she counseled with the doctors and told the doctors what they were and were not going to do on my body. Like I said, she's an RN. She's a two-time cancer survivor, and she's only 31 years old. So long story short, I was in the hospital in ICU, well, critical care, for almost 2.5 weeks, not knowing what was going on. But, you know, I had people surrounding me and praying for me and speaking up for me. Long story short, because of these symptoms, I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to talk. I had to relearn how to get in and out of a bed. I had to have people move me to go to the bathroom. So many things happened. Yes, I'm grateful to the Lord for allowing me the opportunity to have the surgery. And I've been asked the question, Denise, would you redo it again? Yes, I would, because so many good things have come out of it. However, in this process, God has really, truly shown himself to be mighty in the situation. And so I live on a second floor in a condo, and I also had to relearn how to go up and down a flight of steps, which consists of 16 steps, which is 32 steps if you go up and down, you know, back and forth.
Right.
I live by myself, and I'm just saying that God taught me everything that I know to do now. Like, I've been retired medically from an employer that I worked for 23.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, financially, God is supplying, like, just all around, God is showing himself mighty. So I'm just encouraging, you know, all of the listeners this evening, that we do serve a mighty, awesome, all-knowing, all-powerful Jehovah Rapha, and he can do anything but fail.
Yeah.
And I just ask that you would, I'm seeking prayer because I'm fighting with Social Security right now, and they're trying not to give me what is rightfully mine. And,
right.
You know, I just ask that you would just continue to pray for me, and that is the gist of my testimony. There's just so much that I can share about, but I'm giving other callers a chance to share what God has done for them. And I thank you for opening up this line so that we can share the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I just thank God that he saw fit to allow me to still be here. I know that my work is not in vain, and I know that he still has more work for me to do, or else he would have taken me home when this happened. And so now when people see me that knew me, I've lost to date, I've lost 128 pounds. Mm-hmm. And to date, not only do I look different on the outside, but God has done the complete spiritual reawakening slash makeover on the inside, and that's most important. And
right.
So that's basically it.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
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 Amen. So I'm going to go to Prophet Lisa Welsh to give words of encouragement. What we'll do is we'll go to the words of encouragement from, you know, our leaders, and then what we'll do is at the end of the show, we'll do prayer because Rachel could not call in this evening. She's at work, but she is requesting prayer as well. She's asking for prayer. So at the end of the show, before we close, we'll definitely ask our leaders to just pray for those who are requesting prayer. But at this time, Prophet Lisa Welsh, if you can give words of encouragement.
Amen. For beginners, I want to encourage one of the sisters that said that, you know, she wants leaders to walk with her, to talk with her, not just to send her off with a prayer. I want to encourage her that the Lord is raising up leaders, and they're our leaders. I say myself because, like I said in the beginning, I love serving. There are leaders who will go in the trenches with you. There are leaders who will get a prayer through for you, walk with you, talk with you, do as the Lord instructs. And I also want to encourage the sister that just gave that testimony, that a brief statement. I have a son who's disabled, and at a time I was homeless. And the government cut my son's Social Security for some crazy reason. Just to encourage her that she is totally right, that God will give you what is rightfully yours. Just continue to claim it, walk in it. Don't worry about if man holds your money. God will provide. I am a living witness. And I encourage us as a kingdom believers and leaders to strive to be like Christ and always. We know we're supposed to have an intimate relationship with Christ, but grow on it. Be intimate with him. Stronger in him. If you've been walking with him 20 years, go deeper. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Weathersby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to give words of encouragement?
Amen. That's a powerful testimony. Amen. And I... From what I was listening to, obviously you understand your relationship with the Lord, and that's something that, again, that you can go forth and continue to share with others, because we need to know, people need to hear, and they need to know that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awesome. I don't know what anything else I can add to what's already been said. I was blessed by just hearing it.
That's right. That's right. Prophet Marcus Dupree, you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to just encourage you both and all of those on the line tonight just to expect the grace from God this year. You know, expect him to do what you've been believing for him to do, and don't cast away your confidence. Even if you don't see the physical results that you may be looking for, understand this thing first happens in the spirit, then it manifests in the natural. Don't you give up on God, because God did not give up on you.
Amen.
Just continue to hold on, and just know that no matter what comes your way, if he allows it to come to you, you can stand it.
Amen.
He wouldn't let it come if you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just be encouraged and know that we can't lose with the stuff we use. We use the word of God, and we are children of God. We are servants of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
to do. We can't lose.
Hallelujah.
We already won. And so our daily walk is to, we're walking this life seeing how we won, because we already won. We're just seeing how it all played out. We're seeing what move that we make made the difference in the whole matter that God led us to make. So we're just walking this whole story out that God's already written. Remember, he wrote the end from the beginning. So you're just walking this thing out, seeing the results of what God has already done. So be encouraged and know that God is with you. Amen.
Amen. And I'm just going to say, so please make sure that you continue to share your testimony, because your testimony, like they said, is going to touch a lot of people, and it's going to help a lot of people as well. You know, so just make sure that you stay encouraged and keep telling your testimony. Please just keep telling it.
Amen.
But we are going to do prayer in a little bit. We're going to go to a couple more callers, and then we'll do prayer. So there's others that are requesting prayer as well, so we'll do the prayer at one time. We're going to go to another caller, okay? Welcome to Jackie Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, hello. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Casey Deedy.
Hey, Casey Deedy.
I use both names because, you know, people know me by both names.
Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for? I know you called in last week, so I'm happy you called in this week so you can let us know on the progress.
Yes. I was just listening to the lady, and, you know, thank you for your testimony, because it was really encouraging for me for a whole lot of reasons that because of this radio – this radio show, you know, you are able to process or vent out or get off whatever's going on with you, and people are, like, really listening, you know, and you never know who's listening and could give you some word of encouragement. So, like, last week, you know, I was going through some things, and I was able to get it off of me and everything, and I actually, in the midst of, started lightening up and feeling better. You know, and today it was like a clarity, like, wow, my troubles have been over when I told God thank you, and I said amen. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, instead of me holding on to whatever, what had happened, it had already happened, so it's over, it's done, it's gone. You know, but can I understand it? You know what I mean? And not keep repeating the same offense over and over again. You know what I mean? I'm not a drug addict anymore. I'm a recovered addict.
Amen.
So that's done. You know what I mean? Okay, 9 years later, you know, that's nothing for me to hold on to. That's a past. But can I stand up and walk? You know what I mean? With pride, with my head up high, and be grateful for my life that God allowed me to live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I spoke on it today in church, and, you know, it's an awesome different type church that you're allowed to give a testimony as we do here on the radio, and you know, but in person, you're actually looking at who you're giving your testimony to. And, you know, I was given a mic, and it just came out. You know what I mean? It was the midst of the moment, and it was an opportunity. Do anybody have any, you know, for some reason, they looked at me, and I'm always goofy clowning, you know, joking. But then I did inside, low-key inside, have some things to get off me, because it was based on fear, you know. And I don't have to live the fear, am I going to ever see my two younger boys again who got adopted in the midst of my addiction. I will be able to see my kids again. And I mean, that's worse than in mine. You know, it was once a fear, would I be able to go to school, because I haven't been since from third slid to the sixth grade. Okay, well, I went to Los Angeles City College and got my AA degree. So that fear is gone.
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
I mean? I'm seeking my GED. I know it's kind of backwards, but hey, I can't hold on to the fear like, will I get my GED? Just do it like I've done everything else.
Right.
So my testimony is to say, basically, you can do whatever you achieve. I did a movie, and I never thought that I'll be a filmmaker, telling my story, based on my story, my life, how it can uplift someone and help someone, in spite of what addiction it might be. It doesn't matter. We all have some kind of hang-up, you know, and some kind of fear of a mental or physical, but my spiritual, I have to keep intact to keep it all together, you know. So, as I said to the mama, if I can do it, anybody can, you know.
Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. So I'm going to just go to the spiritual leaders if they would like to give some words of encouragement. Prophet Lisa Welsh, Marcus, Prophet Marcus Dupree, Minister Author. I think Pastor Butler is back on the air. Pastor Butler, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to give words of encouragement?
You want me to go, or you want the Prophet Lisa to go first?
I think she's there. Prophet Lisa, are you there, Lisa?
I'm still here. It doesn't matter who goes first, but I'm still here.
All right, perfect. Okay, so you can go first since you're the special guest.
you know,
put you on the spot, right?
Myself off of me. Well, I just take myself off of me because I love to hear testimonies like that. I love to hear, you know, people being healed and not being ashamed what God healed them from. You know, I encourage the woman of God. I encourage the woman of God who is going to get her GED. I encourage her, and I'm going to let her know. I'm going to pray for you as far as you and your family, and God just begin to start restoring some things. And God's going to honor your obedience. He's going to honor you. And I feel that from the bottom of my heart to tell you, God's going to honor you. And I know
Prophet Lisa, just let me interrupt you real quick because there's some feedback on someone's line, like someone's having another conversation. So if that person could just leave their call. Okay, I think it's gone. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just stressing to the woman of God that, you know, just to encourage her to just start walking close to God and have an intimate relationship with Him, and just telling her, I feel deep in my spirit, I know that God's going to use you to help other women, because God did not take you through those things just for by chance. Like I thank God for every shipwreck I go through, because I've had the honor to be used by Him to be able to walk with others. So I pray, and I see it, that God's going to use you to help other women. And I thank God for you sharing that. Amen.
All right. Pastor Butler,
yes,
you there?
Yes, I'm here, sweetie. I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to piggyback off that as well. I thank God for your testimony. And so many times when we, when God allows us to be in certain situations in our life, when we're in it, we don't understand why I had to be in a marriage, in a relationship for 20 years with a one-sided love affair. And your love goes out of the relationship and it cheats on you. And I tell you, when I look back over my life and I see everything I went through, I said, God, I thank you, because if I didn't go through it, how can I tell somebody else how to get through it if I didn't go through it? If I didn't lose my home, if I didn't see my son struggle with a sex addiction and the promiscuity, and then many times, I mean, at my husband at that time, we could have been dead, going to see our son going into trenches and going into different places. And I tell you, I said, God, you are a wonderful God. And I thank Him because I'm able to help somebody else because of the experiences and the lessons that I went through.
So I think I didn't stay in it because he brought me through it. It was his grace and his mercy that brought me through it, that I'm able to tell my testimony today. And you have a testimony that's going to help so many people to say, wow, you did it? Oh, my God. I'm seeing God perform miracles like he did in the Bible today. I just heard a testimony from a pastor in Sacramento, California, how God just blessed her with a $1 million home. Now, mind you, now you don't hear this too often. A $1 million home. Now, she wasn't even looking for that type of home, but, you know, when the realtor started taking her around the home, she said, oh, this is good. When the price was, you know, didn't, she said, oh, this ain't going to work for us. And her husband said, you know, you pre-trade. Why you can't believe it for yourself? So anyway, long story short, God bless this woman and my husband, a $1 million home, and they didn't have to pay a penny or a nickel or a dime or nothing for it. God blessed them with that home. A 7-car garage. Their driveway is about a block long, and they got an entrance through a gate. A $1 million home that they didn't even ask for her Social Security. She don't even know who did it. Don't know the woman from Adam and Eve who sold into her. But God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Let me tell you something. God is moving in this day for his people. He said, I'm coming in a way that you're not even looking. We rely on the government system, and we rely on, I'm not telling you not to, but my faith is a little bit higher. Okay, I ain't knocking where you at, but I'm believing God for those miracles that he did for the people back in the day. I said, God, I want to see you heal. I want to see those miraculous healings like you did with the woman with the issue of blood, how you opened up the eyes of the blind. I want to see it. I want to see it manifested in my life before I leave this earth. So my faith, your faith has got to rise up. God, I believe you. If we would just believe, God going to show up. He's going to show up to the top. Because he wants his glory. His glory Amen. Is coming back. His glory is coming back to him. He wants his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I bless God for you, my sister, for your testimony. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just remain faithful and steadfast and focus on God.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Minister
Weathersby,
you there?
Amen. Yes, I am. Amen. Well, we're praising God for our sister who was here last week. And I'm just praising God from what transpired from last week just to today.
Seven days.
Amen. That's a powerful Amen. Testimony. Then God allowed her to be able to give a testimony in a place where it needed to be given. And I heard something just utterly amazing to me, what I just heard. Now, maybe I'm going to check and make sure that my hearing ain't going bad on me. If I'm not mistaken, I heard that child said that she got an associate's degree.
Yeah. That's what she said.
And
yes,
she going
she
back to get her GED?
Yes, that's right.
That's what she said, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, I want people to understand that normally when you go to college, to get any kind of degree, you've got to have a high school diploma or a GED.
First, that's right.
You don't get to go to college to get a degree if you don't have a high school diploma or a GED.
Amen.
I heard her say that.
That's right. You heard her right.
Now, you can't tell me that God ain't an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
And a GED, that's not a concern. If you got an associate's degree, a GED is just like going back and just, okay, I just got to go through this. They say I got to have the paper, so I go get the paper.
Right.
I got an associate's degree. That's a 2-year college degree.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
We serve an awesome God. That's all I know.
That's right. Prophet Marcus Dupree, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Would you like to give words of encouragement?
Get it.
Amen.
Nobody know but you, like how it is. You
Amen.
God has given you ability and the ways to get it.
Because once you got it, the proof is in the pudding. No one can take that away.
Amen.
There's nothing like feeling accomplishment, you know, of accomplishing something. And, you know, God, well, man rewards man for achievements, but God rewards man for faithfulness. So
mm-hmm.
you go ahead and get that. You know, you get that, you know, just do what you got to do, you know, and watch God, you know. It's not by accident that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is already set up. It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to get the paper so you can just walk through the door.
That's, right.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And just for formality, just to say you got it. But, you know, really, the door is already open. It's God. You know, God has already got you set up. But
amen.
You know, go ahead, just get this paper, you know, just to go ahead and go through the formality that way. So, because you know people, see, first of all, you're going to have haters.
Amen.
Let me tell you, the hater bandwagon is already warmed up. They're going to come after you. So they're going to try it. It's like Adam and Daniel about the haters. They're already looking for everything they can find to use against you. So that's why, you know, God allowing you to go ahead and get everything, every duck in a row. All is this that done that way, so when they come looking, they will not find.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Don't worry.
Amen.
Don't worry, but God got you covered, though. They can't
mm-hmm.
stop you. They can't stop you.
No.
They can try and say whatever they want to discourage or slow you down. But one thing that matters the most, as long as you got God's approval, that's
mm-hmm.
all that matters.
All that counts.
Go.
Amen.
Fly. Take
Amen.
Flight. Ego, take flight. Go for it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're going to bring on one more caller. And then what we'll do is we'll start, we're going to go for the caller first, and then I'm going to ask some of the leaders to just say a prayer for those of you who are requesting prayer. I'm going to go to a caller first. Welcome to GQ Pastor Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. I want to thank Pete for inviting me on the line. Second,
thank you,
and for my
you're welcome.
Lady, excuse me, for testimony. Didn't know what to expect when I got on the line, but I am grateful to be here. I have a testimony.
Okay. Amen.
It's been 6.5 years ago. On my way to church, I fell down the stairs, and I became paralyzed on my right side, stretched my nerves till they could stretch no more, lost use of my right hand. But to this day, I have regained use of my hand, but I still have permanent nerve damage, which has not allowed me to return to my primary profession, which is nursing. All that to say is, through it all, fighting Social Security, wondering where the monies have come from, I'm here to tell you God has provided my every need. Now, may not all my wants, but my every need has been provided for. My children, they want for nothing.
Amen.
They want for absolutely nothing. And it was a humbling experience, and I thank God for it each and every day. Not going to say that I don't get a little down and out sometimes, but I do thank him for this journey that he's taken me on and for putting me in touch with people such as T, my sister Lanice there, and other saints, because God knows exactly what I've weeded out some weeds now through this process, and then he's replaced them with the people as I just named. And I'm just grateful. Like I said, every day, I'm going to be honest, sometimes I'm human, you know, and I get down in and out, but God is there, and that's all I have to say. I'm grateful for the time such as this. I lost my brother a year ago in a tragic accident, and I did question God, you know, sometimes. My brother was on the right path, raising children, doing things, and I come out and I see the young man that's out just doing nothing with their life. But I understood. And we always try to tell my brother about coming back to church. And when my brother had his service, it brought it all to fruition to me, because my brother was doing his ministry. He was out touching lives of the young people and some older people. My brother accomplished in 37 years with some of us that have been in this church thing, playing church. He was doing what needed to be done. So that brought something full circle for me, too. You know, it's not so much about getting up every Sunday and going to church. It's what you're going to do with your ministry, with your gift that God has given you. And
right.
You just never know. I spoke to my brother at 7 o'clock that evening. Last thing I said is, I love you, kid. I love you, too, sis. Next call I get, knock on the door from police, he was gone. And I'm telling you, use every moment. Take every moment to tell someone you love.
Amen.
Don't waste time with all this frivolous mess. Be about God's business. Find out what God has for you. For a while, I was working in some ministries, and I had to break down on some of those ministries because that's not where God wanted me to be. That's where I wanted to be. So
right.
You have to ask, where does God want me to be? And really hone in on that and pray on that. And he'll give you the insight. He'll give you every tool you'll need. I didn't think I could do some of the things that I'm doing because based on my merit of what I thought my abilities were, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I didn't understand why I am now, but as a sharing with Sister T here, the things that she's going through about wanting to raise her grandson and not thinking you can be able to do it, I'm a testimony to let her know she could do it. I raised my niece. And I was paralyzed on the right side. She had speech problems and everything, but I was going to OT, physical therapy for myself, and making sure she's getting the physical therapy, hopping her up on one hip and making it. So it can be done, but it's when you yield to yourself.
Nice.
And let him just take it over. Be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
My God's awesome. That's all I know. And God bless everyone. I'm praying for you and with you, and I ask that you do the same.
Amen. Amen. We're going to start Prophet Marcus Dupree. You there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to give words of encouragement?
I believe in the impossible. I believe beyond what my eyes can see, because I believe I walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Now, what you have gone through, it reminds me of the question when the disciples asked Jesus, who did sin? Did the mother, did the father sin, or did he sin?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, some things happen for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
I believe,
Hallelujah.
Without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to restore all to you.
Yes.
Even from your physical health, even for the finances, even with the woman with the issue of blood, she touched Jesus. She made contact with his garment, and she was healed.
My Lord.
But when she confessed and said what she had to say to him, then he said, you are made whole. That means nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. I believe that for you tonight. And I mean, just continue to be encouraged. Continue to be a light. Continue to press when you don't see even an avenue to even press in anymore.
Yes.
When you don't feel like getting out of bed, press.
Yes.
Because you just never know. One word from God
is
your life.
Right.
One move from God can cause your life to excel right into your future, into your destiny that God's called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You be encouraged, and you continue in doing what God's called you to do. Yes, every day is not Sunday, but you can make every day glorious.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Arthur?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord,
would you like to give words of encouragement?
Yeah, I'm going to go hear Billy Country on you for a minute. Just get her done. Amen. Just get her done.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Just get her done, because God has given us the strength to get her done anyway. We can
do
all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Amen.
All we have to do is just get her done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do at this time is we'll close out in prayer.
Sister Lavina.
Yes?
Can I say something to the sister like quickly?
Sure.
Going praying. I just want to tell you, you just blessed me
you just ministered an effective word that to every listener is listening. You say, just make sure that you are in the position that you are doing what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard that, and that is very key. That is so key. That is so key. We have been church. We have been doing the religious vernacular. I'm not gonna say just we've been just doing, but we've been doing it out of our position, not what God has ordained for us from the very beginning.
Yeah.
We've just been just going. It's been like a routine. It's been route. And just busy. God don't want us to be busy. I want you to be effective with the gift that I have given you for the people. Your gift. That means the gift, he said, it's your gift. It's your gift that brings you before great men. It makes room for you and brings you before great men. It's your gift. It's what God has given you to edify us, to build us. I need you. You need me. I need what's in you because it's going to build me. This is the first affliction. You already healed because the woman with the issue.
Glory.
Amen.
I'm moving.
Amen. Amen. Right. What we're going to do, because, of course, time is of the essence. Minister Arthur, I'm sure you're laughing because, you know, we're past the 9 o'clock mark, you know. I said we're past the 9 o'clock mark. But, you know, the boss did say last week that, you know, the show was going to be extended, and it was. Today was the first day, second Sunday that it went to 10 o'clock, but it's about 4 minutes before. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to thank everyone for calling in, thank my special guest. She's no longer with us. She did have to go. But I just want to thank everyone for calling in, giving their testimony, saying what they're thankful for. I thank the listeners for calling in and for listening as well. And what we'll do is we're going to go, I'm going to ask that the leaders lead us out in prayer, and then we'll do closing of a song. And with that being said, I just want to thank everyone once again. You know, I look forward to my spiritual Sunday, and it means so much to me to be able to bring everyone together, you know, on one accord and just be able to come together. You know, that means a lot, you know, to me. So I just want to thank everyone. But I did want to give Prophet Marcus Dupree a chance to give his information out again for the new callers that are listening now.
Hey, man. We have Thursday night, we have the leadership, Eagles and Wings International Ministries Leadership Training, and it's from 9 o'clock to about 10:30. And also on Friday night, we have the Friday night breakthrough, and it's a pretty time we come together for prayer and intercession. You bring your prayer requests, you know, come along, pray along with us from 10 o'clock to 11. Or any lessons as long as the Lord say. And the number is 1-218-862-6789. And the code is 448073. It's the same number for both lines. And the number is 1-218-862-6789. Code 448073. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Minister Arthur, do you want to leave them with any information as well? For anything that you want to do on possibly your book?
Oh, well, yeah, we have that book out that's dealing with a relationship that focuses on marriage, and marriage is called Unless God Builds the House, and that can be found on ZulonPress.com, the publisher, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble ebook and paperback. And Lord's will, fairly soon, they're looking at my second book on family relationship that I'm really excited about, titled Check the DNA, Whatever Happened to We Are Family.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm just waiting for my copy of the first one, but you know, I'm excited.
You know what? did you see my message to you? I looked.
Yes.
I went over everything.
Yes.
You have to message me your address, and we'll get it in the mail in the morning.
Yes, yes, I'm going to send it to you. So I'm going to ask that I believe Pastor Butler's on the air, Prophet Marcus Dupree, as well as Minister Arthur, if you guys can close us out in prayer. Those of you who are asking for prayer, you know, we did hear your request, and we would like to, of course, deliver your request upon this time. And if we could also mention Rachel as well, because she is a faithful caller as well as a member of GC Palace, and she's asking for prayer as well. She was unable to call in to us tonight because she is working, but if you can please just pray. Just a general prayer. It could be for, you know, just for health, strength, wisdom, you know, just to be able to keep them grounded, you know, to get them through on a day-to-day basis. So I'm just asking that everyone, the leaders, can just lead us out in prayer, please. And then we're going to go to a song, and then we'll end the show.
Sister Lavina, since I opened up, I think that we should let the rest of the other leaders do the close out.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for this opportunity that we have right now. We thank you, Lord God, for what we've said, done, and even what's been established tonight, even what's been manifested, Lord God, even released into the atmosphere. We thank you, Lord God, for changing even each and every person's life right now that even is on this line tonight, because we are connected to the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God has now been released into the atmosphere. We thank you for the release of the blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for even empowering the people to change. Even, Lord, those things that you may deal with, their heart will change, Lord God. We thank you for covering and protecting in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Being released through this phone line now in the name of Jesus. Those who may be fighting sickness, disease, any kind of cancerous, any situation, no matter what it is, Lord God, your blood is even stronger. In the name of Jesus, we curse every sickness, any disease, curse it at the root, and we command to loose the people now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now for the release of your anointing and the blessing, and we thank you for the manifestation of your presence and your glory in our lives now. Jesus' name, Pastor Butler, amen.
All right, Pastor Butler.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we come to you now, humbling ourselves before you. Thank you for your honor and reverence you for who you are, God, the King of Kings, the Lord strong and mighty. God, you are mighty in battle, and there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you right now for this hour and this time that you have allowed us to come together, God. And we touch and agree right now for your people, God. Those that stand in the need tonight of healing. Oh, God, you know that they, oh, God, you know what they need. You know the issue, oh, God, and there is no sickness that my God cannot heal. You are the healer, and it's by your stripes that we are healed, mighty God. And Father, we thank you, Father, even for provision in every area right now, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out your blessing, God, that we will not have room enough to receive. God, if we just have faith enough to believe, we thank you for the increase of faith right now in the lives of your people, God, that they will believe above all, no matter what it looks like, that they will continue to trust you and do not doubt. Oh, God, raise up our thoughts, raise up our hearts to you, God, and all things, God, that we will acknowledge you in every area of our life, God. We will come to you, God. We will come to you, pour out our hearts to you. We will make our supplications to you, God, and we thank you, Father, for leading and directing us. Oh, God, those that feel like they're lost right now, I thank you for direction right now, God. I thank you for divine connections, God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, that the truth will be cultivated even the more now, and God, that we'll begin to move, hallelujah. Hallelujah, towards the things
of
you, God.
Of
I thank you right now, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God that Satan, your plan has been aborted. Every plan, every manipulation, every deceitful deception that you have tried to manipulate and tried to deceive God's people to tell them that they're not going to be, we thank you right now, for it is canceled and nullified in the name of Jesus. For they are what God said they shall be, and they will look in the manifestations of what God has already declared
that it shall be. And Father, we believe you and do not doubt. In Jesus' name we pray. We even thank you right now for hearts being mended, relationships being restored. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for families being reunited, God. We thank you for healing now in the name of Jesus being released. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God.
I receive you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, God. Believe you, God. We believe you, God, and do not doubt.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank everyone for calling in this evening.
Thank you, God.
Thank the callers, the listeners, the special guests, you know, as well. As Minister Arthur for, of course, bringing us in with prayer. And I thank Pastor Butler and Prophet Marcus Dupree for leaving us out.
Hallelujah.
I hope that everyone has a safe
victory in the name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to end the show. I don't want us to get cut off by Blog Talk, so we're going to end the show at this time. But everyone, please have a safe, productive, blessed week, and I look forward to speaking to all of you next week.
Amen. God bless you too, sis.
Bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.